Lecture 29 carries on with smog. We're now on to photochemical smog. And the final exam, then you're going to have a question which will either ask about a London smog or a photochemical smog, which is often called Los Angeles type smog, or it might ask you to compare and contrast in both sorts of smog, but there'll invariably be a question of that nature. The photochemical smog then is quite different to the London type smog, and it's the secondary pollutants which are the major deal. They form as a result of high motor traffic density producing major amounts of primary pollutants, which are unburnt hydrocarbons, NOx gases. We need stable air so that those chemicals are not rapidly diluted. We then need sunlight acting on that cocktail of chemicals and a sufficiently high temperature so that the reactions are quick. Los Angeles is where the smogs were first noticed, and in that case there, the stable air is ensured by the local geography. You've got a big range of mountains sitting directly behind the city, and so the polluted air is not able to escape each day, and it sort of builds up, and so you get the most spectacular sort of smogs there. These shots though are from Sydney, and you're looking sort of at the tower sort of thing there. This is their Clario shot, and then that's the smoggy sort of a shot. And as you can see, Sydney definitely does get a nice high quality sort of photochemical smog. I was having a look in the latest sort of listings from their EPA down there, and they improved things for a few years. In other words, things were heading in the right direction, but then it sort of steady stated. And so Sydney is way out front in Australia at the moment as being the city for photochemical smogs. Melbourne has some photochemical smog events, but they're now really pretty scarce, whereas Sydney has them quite reliably. The other little footnote, which you can't really read down there, is that London now has photochemical smogs. I've certainly been in London on a 33-degree day, and it has a really high-quality photochemical smog. It's reduced visibility, and it's pretty horrible to walk around.